This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Labor Relations Board wants to change the rules about how workers vote on whether or not to join a union. The new rules make it easier for workers to unionize by allowing them to distribute information electronically and by shortening the election period. But many business groups are not on board. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
If workers want to form a union, they have to file a petition and then hold an NLRB-sanctioned election. Before the election is an appeals process. Labor organizers argue this system allows employers to use appeals to delay elections.
So the idea is to eliminate those tactical maneuvers.
Thomas Kohan is a professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management. He says the new rules would move the appeals process to after the election, thereby shortening the period between the petition and the election. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business groups oppose the rule change. Jeff Burr is with the Associated Builders and Contractors, a trade group that represents 22,000 predominantly non-union construction businesses.
They feel like these rules are going to have the effect of silencing employers.
The five-member board of the NLRB is divided, with three Democrats in favor of the rule change and two Republicans opposed. Both sides will have 75 days to weigh in before a public hearing in April. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.